People in Gaza have expressed their support for Press TV amid a Western campaign against the alternative news channel. European Union has escalated its illegal moves against the news channel by imposing travel and financial restrictions on Press TV CEO Mohamed Sarafraz, as well as the channel's newsroom director, Hamid Riza Imadi. The Palestinian NGOs network, which represents more than 130 civil society organizations, has denounced the attacks on Press TV.
I would like to express our sincere appreciation and thanks to their great role as Press TV, and at the same time we do refuse any violation to their basic and legitimate right.
Press TV has been under repeated attacks by European satellite providers to silence it over the past 2 years. Ever since its launch in 2007, the channel has been extensively covering Israeli aggressions against Palestinians, while other international channels have turned a blind eye.
In my opinion, the attack on Press TV are a clear violation of press freedom. And I think they are attacking Press TV because Press TV is making the spotlight on this issue of Palestinian. So that, for that reason, I guess they are attacking Press TV.
Many observers think in the world of Zionist-controlled media, Press TV is the voice of the voiceless.
I believe that the attacks on Press TV are the direct result to its support to the people of Palestine and to other oppressed people around the world who are fighting for their freedom. And I believe that there is a fact in this world that the one who support the oppressed people and stand by their rights will face those attacks. And I believe that that's what Press TV is facing.
In 2010, WikiLeaks cables revealed that U.S. diplomats and British Foreign Office officials in London discussed ways of limiting the operations of Press TV. Shortly after that, the channel was taken off the air in Britain, Germany, and Spain. International activists in Gaza also condemned the attacks on Press TV.
Attacks by European countries on Press TV are threats not only to Press TV, but to every viewer who appreciates a variety of views and perspectives, as well as the principle of free speech itself. But for those of us who appreciate knowing what is going on in the region, Press TV is invaluable when the other options may be BBC, Sky News, or Fox News.
The media attack on Press TV is a clear and flagrant violation against a media outlet which has never been heard of in the history of television. People here say the unprecedented attacks on Press TV show that the channel has been successful in revealing the truth and defending the rights of oppressed people around the world. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.